are listening to the award-winning leading children's gardening educator, Lee Connolly, the Skindian Gardener, and my daddy.
As a parent, I know it can be challenging to resist the lure of technology and the never-ending stream of notifications that come with it. But it's important to remember that our children crave our attention and presence more than any device ever could. One way to combat the distraction of technology is to set aside dedicated time each day to be fully present with your children. This could mean turning off the phone during meal times, taking a walk together without any devices, or just getting outside gardening, away from social media. Another helpful strategy is to limit your own screen time and model healthy digital habits for your children. Remember, the moments we share with our children are fleeting, and it's up to us to make the most of them. So if you're with family or friends right now, turn off this podcast, put down the phone, and go and create some real memories. Hey, hey, how we doing, everybody? And welcome to Chelsea Flower Show. Yes, so excited to be here today. I'm bringing you along for the journey, for the amount of minutes I'm actually legally allowed to give you, because of the BBC. But here I am, and I have spent the day here. We're just coming to the end of a pretty hot day, I've got to say. If you're coming to Chelsea this year, everyone, bring a sun hat, bring your glasses, bring some sun cream. Sun cream, tick for me today. It has been a hot one, and what a show it has been. I'm so excited in today's podcast to tell you about today's show. Three major areas that I want to really pick up on, this being the number one children's gardening podcast that there is in the world, if you want. The 3 points here at the show today that I really want to look at is, firstly, the children's picnic, which is in its second year here at Chelsea Flower Show. Something that I may have been a bit critical of last year, but wait until later on the podcast. I'll give you a little bit more of what I think about it in 2024. We've also got new to the show is the children's garden, the RHS children's garden, which I would just wait until later on the podcast. I'll give you my real honest opinion of what's going on, and something that I'll give you a little hint right now, absolute triumph of the show this year has to be the Children's Choice Award, something that once again is new to this showground. But, oh my gosh, I think has gone down so well. Honestly, I'm so impressed. So welcome to this bonus episode of the... I'm treating ya, dear listener. I'm treating you to this bonus episode live here from Chelsea Flower Show. If you didn't get a chance to go, then stay tuned. But first, of course...
Has Rishi Sunak replied to me yet?
Hard to do this live, but the answer, obviously... Unless it's got at home. It might be at home when I get in. I don't know. No.
Oh, Rishi hasn't replied to me yet.
Sorry, keep it a secret now, please. Let's it be happy and sweet.
What's going on?
There's green, black, and green, and dark. Keep it a secret now, please.
This gives me an idea.
There's zippy, happy, and the sweet pea. And now the parting to peace. The parting to peace.
Let me say that while here, I just want to say that it is an incredible show this year. And there are going to be many podcasts and many Instagrammers going around the rest of the show. But for me, being the number one children's garden educator, while I'm here, I want to take you around the children's areas. Starting with, I want to quickly, while we're here, pick up on the picnic. As I just look over I just swerve paying £17 for fish and chips. I'm sitting here with a bit of cake. I'm looking over at the children's picnic, something that last year when Kate came over to Chelsea was quite a PR exercise. Oh, I was a little bit critical of it. But this year, it seems to be a much calmer, relaxed area where the kids are enjoying sitting some lunch. Not such a big area this year. Maybe I feel like that could be expanded for next year, give them a little bit more space maybe to sit down and enjoy. But as I'm looking over, I walked past a second ago and the children were sitting doing activity sheets, really well thought out by the RHS. I love that. I hate giving praise like that, but having like a little activity sheet to do is really good in between their important job of judging this year, which we'll come to later on in today's show. And just sitting and enjoying some lunch, which is really great with the team. Big team looking after them this year, which is really great as well. And yeah, honestly, this is what we want. We don't want an area for children to have photos taken. I suppose last year when Kate was here, that was what it was all about. But for me, it's got to be an area to relax, decompress from the excitement of the showground. And yeah, get ready to carry on enjoying the day, because if these children don't leave without having a great day, we're going to have a missed opportunity there. So it's really great. Love to see it.
In a world where two gardeners bring you the ultimate in audio experiences, when they hit the peak of radio fame, when you think they can do no more, they bring together an elite team of other gardening people to climb the peaks of Snowdon for the bearded growers. The projects. The projects raise money for causes that don't get the attention they really should. And this year, the bearded growers have chosen to support the future of the gardening industry. With school gardening success, they will be raising money to teach over 1,500 children to grow, care for wildlife, and learn together with their class. And not once just to ask you to donate. They're going to the peak of Snowdon and asking you to support this epic voyage. But they are not alone. They bring with them the legend and one and only Lee Connolly, the Skinny Jean Gardener, Kerry from Lottie Time, and One Town Weathers, Benny Drizzle. Find the Just Given link on the Bearded Growers socials. And in September, we find out who makes it to the peak.
Well, breaking news here at Chelsea Flower Show. I've come to another part of the showground, just not far from the children's picnic, actually. An area that I've spent a lot of time around today here at the show. It is the No Adults Allowed Garden. I'm whispering because a lot of people are around and Brian Mays just walked past, so I don't want to hear me recording the podcast. But the No Adults Allowed Garden, something that I hinted at the start of the podcast that maybe I wasn't so impressed about. And as I look at it here, let's go on a positive side of it. It's a great garden. It's something really nice. I personally feel it's a little bit too close to, was it last year? Was it the year before when Kate did her garden? A little bit too close to it. It's very like RHS Chelsea. And something that maybe in my mind, maybe I bigged it up a little bit too much, that I thought it would be imaginative, something that stands out in the crowd, something that we would remember in the future and go, do you remember the children's garden of 2024? I went into the garden this morning. And look, as a garden, as something that, just in general, it's a great space. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of water involved, which I love. There's seating area in there. There are aspects of the children that have got involved. The slide, great little area. Quite, very fast slide, I must say, if you're going to go down it. Be careful. The den. I went to the top of the den earlier on. Really thought it was a great space. And I saw the children earlier on really enjoying it. I just feel, and this is, you know, for the rest of this week, on visiting schools, 10 schools, and I'll talk about garden design. I'll talk about what they want in their ultimate space. And this just does not feel it. This does not feel, from the amount of, I've probably spoke to 2,000-3,000 children in the last couple of years about design and what they'd love in their garden. And this would not be the image that I would personally think. And I think that's a missed opportunity. I think, you know, as someone did say to me, you know, it is Chelsea, it is that sort of, you know, still got to be a show garden, and I get that, but you need to remember that this was meant to be designed by children, for children, and so we do have a little bit of flexibility because of that. You know, people coming to the show here, I feel like would be quite happy to see a little bit of fun. I feel like it's missing that comical moment of, of course, children would put that. Maybe, of course, they'd put a hot tub over there. Of course, they want to do this. They want to put all colours. You know, I feel like it's missing that va-va-voom that really should be part of the garden. But on the flip side, as I've said before, if it gets people talking about garden, then that's a great thing.
Hello, my name is Lara and I run School Beans Gardening Club for primary school children from our very own children's allotment here in Somerset. Children's gardening is so important. We've been running this for 3 years now and the transformation in the children is incredible. They know how to grow food, it's changed their eating habits, they eat more fruit and veg at home, they are teaching their parents how to garden, and just exposing them to gardens and plants and nature and just making it the norm means that they are now turning into completely natural gardeners, and it creates a legacy. They're going to teach their children and grandchildren skills that they learn here. And we are living in a climate catastrophe. We are one of the most nature depleted countries in the world, the UK, and it's no coincidence that as our nature is depleted, our mental health worsens. And this is what's happening to children. They're not spending time outside. They're on their mobile phones. We need to get them out of the classroom, into gardens at school, more gardening, and create children's gardens, children's gardening clubs all over the country. We can do this. It's up to us adults.
Well, now to end my favourite part of today's show, to end on an absolute triumph and something that I've been so looking forward to, and it's come out so well, has to be the Children's Choice Award. As I record this, I'm not actually sure who's won it yet. I've seen a lot of children going around, and again, I've got to give it to the RHS. They have thought this out so well. I've seen some of the judging forms for the children. They look absolutely amazing. They're simple, they're easy. My favourite part of the day was just watching a school, a class go round, judging one of the gardens, and just taking it so seriously, taking photos, looking at the plant, and looking to see if they would enjoy playing in it, spending time in it, and being able to go around all of the show today. You know, I've not talked about it in this podcast. As I said, there's loads of other podcasts that will be going into all different aspects, but I really want to concentrate here today on the school aspect and the children's side of it. But as I walk around, I've been lucky enough to go around today with my good friend Aid Sellers, who, while I record this, I actually don't know where he is at the moment, but I'll find him. But as we've looked around all the gardens, I've sat back, he's sat back, we've enjoyed the spaces, talked, discussed what we think about each garden. And as we look up on some of the gardens, the kids are getting involved. They're in there. They're not judging from afar. They're being allowed in. They're being part of it. They've all been given high vises saying junior judges, and I love that so much. This is honestly the best way that this could have been made to happen, because, you know, there's always that aspect, that part of me is like, is this just a PR stunt? Is this just something that looks good for the cameras, that is something for the press to talk about? But no, care's been taken into this. You know, there's been a lot of planning. You can see that. The children have been given space, have been given time. As I said earlier, that great little picnic area that they've had, they've had given that time as well. It's about experience. And that is one of the things that I really, really try and push. One, push for the teachers that are part of these, either show gardens or shows like this, and also for the children as well, because they're, you know, children are very, very aware if they're just being used to be part of something, and that's not what's going on here. You can see it. You can see that the team really care about their day. They really do. So, hey, look, hats off to the RHS. I've got to give it to them. You know, would I have liked to have been part of it? Of course I would have. But have I felt that the children have had that experience, that time, that energy put into them? Yes. So for 2024, I've got to say, it really has been an incredible year at Chelsea Flower Show for children's gardening. And that is something I never thought I'd say. I just want to say that quickly, thank you to the RHS for having me for press day. It's always a privilege. If you are going, obviously there is so much more. Balcony gardens are amazing. Container gardens this year are an absolute favourite down that way. Don't miss them. The show gardens, the rest of the show gardens are incredible for ideas. And there's an incredible garden that is totally recycled and 3D printed, I believe. Go check that out. But if you're going, you are going to have an absolute amazing time. So thank you. I can't wait to find out who's won the Children's Choice Award. But for me, Lee Connolly here, live at Chelsea, I thank you. See you in the next podcast.
nothing.